This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest, Miriam Colon, is probably best known for her role in Scarface as Al Pacino's mother. She also co-starred in the John Sayles film Lone Star and Billy Bob Thornton's adaptation of All the Pretty Horses. Earlier in her career, she worked with Marlon Brando in two movies, One-Eyed Jacks and The Appaloosa. Colon grew up in Puerto Rico and moved to New York, where she founded the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater, which she still directs. Her new movie, The Blue Diner, premieres tonight on many public TV stations. It's about two generations in a Puerto Rican-American family. Colon plays a mother who doesn't speak English and can't communicate with her bilingual daughter after the daughter mysteriously loses her ability to speak Spanish. Now, early on in your career, you played in a lot of TV westerns, roles in Gunsmoke, The Virginian, Bonanza, Have Gun, Will Travel, Bronco. Did westerns provide a lot of opportunities because a lot of them were set near the Mexican border? Did you play a lot of Mexicans in the westerns?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. When I go to Mexico, I always have to be careful. I always have to have my passport because they think I'm Mexican. And coming back, you see, sometimes you're careless and you don't carry your passport with you. And in a couple of times, I remember when I was in Back Roads, that, and I think in one of the John Sayles films, that I think I was near a border town, a couple of times they sort of put their eye on me and say, "You." I said, "Who?" "You, could you step aside, please?" I knew immediately that they thought I was a Mexican sneaking through the border.
Did you have a favorite of the TV westerns that you performed in?
I don't know. I've played so many things for so many years that I don't know that I had a favorite. I do know that I would die as an Indian. I think I was Ricardo Montalban's Indian in one of them, and in another I was Ricardo Montalban's secretary, in another I was Ricardo Montalban's mistress. Many different roles, yeah.
How was your English when you got to New York?
It was very difficult. I had a thick accent, much thicker than I have now. And it was a long process to try to eliminate the accent and to be understood. And I spent a lot of money in speech classes. Then you go for a role and they tell you, no, don't sound so sophisticated. She only went to the fifth grade. So I had to go back to unlearning things that you sort of sharpened in the pronunciation.
Have you met Mexicans who've seen your many roles as a Mexican in Westerns and thought that you were Mexican?
Yes. Yes. I remember El Indio Fernandez, the legendary Mexican director. And one day he was drunk and he says, you look more Mexican than the tequila. You're more Mexican than the tequila. I was so flattered that El Indio Fernandez would say that to me. It was his way and his style of saying that I looked very Mexican. And I don't know, I'm very, very fond of the Mexican culture, and I consider it an honor.
Now, you were in two movies with Marlon Brando, both Westerns, The Appaloosa and One-Eyed Jacks, which he also directed. How did he cast you in One-Eyed Jacks?
I don't know. I was called and told me that I had an interview for a movie called One-Eyed Jacks, in which Brando was playing the leading role. And I was very excited. But what I didn't know when I got there was that he was not only acting in it, but he was directing it, so that the person who had to interview, who interviewed me, was him. And I was not prepared for that. So it was such a pleasant surprise. It was a nervous surprise, you know, because there he was. And very nonchalant, I said, "Hey, listen, is he supposed?" And he said, "No, he's directing now. He's directing now." So I realized that there had been a discussion, I don't know, some disagreement, and he wound up directing the movie. And it was wonderful. He was wonderful with the actors. It is a great joy to work with him.
Was there any advice he gave you that stuck with you?
Well, there was no script. And in the interview, he just more or less threw a few questions at me, and he tried his Spanish on me. And I spoke in Spanish to him, and then he said, "We don't have a script at this moment, but let's do a little improvisation." He loves improvisations. And I was very much at ease with improvisations. I trained in good schools and at the Actor's Studio and in many other places. And doing improvisations is one of the elementary things that you have to do, improvise. And so he said, "We're going to pretend that we are meeting now, and you don't want to admit that you know me, but I know that I know you." And we started from there, the kind of a flirt. Her obscuring that they had met on an occasion before. I don't know. I didn't know. I had no idea in what direction we were going to go. But it went into just a simple improvisation of this young girl meeting this man. I guess it was in a bar. And they were flirting a little bit and sort of not revealing right then and there what they knew about each other. It was very nice. He gave me the role.
Describe your part in the movie.
My part is a young bar girl that works in this, I guess it was like a tavern with a hotel rooms upstairs, like you see in the Westerns. And that's what it was.
Do you have a favorite scene?
One Eye Jacks, I love the entire... My role in One Eye Jacks is very small. I just play this bar girl, and he flirts with me at the beginning. Then I have a scene with Carl Malden. But One Eye Jacks, the film itself, and they made so much fun of Brando. They made so much petty discussions. It was so much chit-chat going on, laughing and commenting. How could he be directing? And then when he went over the budget at that time, I think it was like $6 million. My God, he had gone over $6 million. It was the talk of the town. As if that really mattered. What came out was a beautiful, beautiful Western.
Why don't we hear your first scene in One Eye Jacks? And this is the scene with you and Marlon Brando. Uh-huh. You play a young woman who works in a saloon with a hotel on top, and he's just come into town into your saloon.
Chico! Chico, you remember me?
Sure do. How you been, Red?
Muy bien. How are you?
I'm all right.
What are you doing here?
Killing time.
It's 5 or 6 years since I see you. I hear you got in some bad trouble.
A little bit.
That's bad. Hey, what happened to your friend?
Well, I don't know. I kind of lost track of him. When's the last time you seen him?
Well, not since he was here the last time with you. Do you remember when the Rurales came and killed that guy? Wow. Maybe he run back over the border.
Yeah.
Do you ever turn on the TV and surprise yourself by seeing yourself on TV in an old television or a movie that's being shown?
That happened this week.
What was it?
This was my husband. I had to ask him. He says he was home and he turned on one channel, and there was I in one old movie. He turned to another channel, and there was I in a second film that I had done. The same night, an hour later, he turned another channel, and watching an old television show. He says, you're everywhere. So I said, oh, well, that's good. Maybe I'm giving the impression that I'm all of the face of this nation, when actually it's just showing old time, old films.
You're now starring in The Blue Diner. What does that role mean to you professionally?
It's a good role. It's a woman that is very simple, that is hardworking, that has a sense of honor and dedication. She cares for her daughter, and she's very vigilant about what that daughter is going through, what is she getting involved, you know, like all mothers. In a way, this woman reminds me very much of my own mother, whom I lost about 3 years ago. May she rest in peace.
What about this character reminded you of your mother?
Because my mother was this hardworking. She and I would fight sometimes. My mother was maybe went to the sixth or the seventh grade. But she had a wisdom in herself, a kindness, a humanity that really determined my life. I had such admiration for her, and I was so sorry that she had to work so hard. But such dignity and pride. She was the best image I had. I wish I could be like her.
Is it fair to say that lately you've been playing mothers who are more conservative and strict than their children? You know, who are from a culture that is more conservative and strict than the culture their children are growing up in.
Yeah, and I just relish. I guess that's why the people loved so much what I did in Scarface. This was another woman.
Describe your role in that.
Oh, the mother. The mother was my mother. The mother in Scarface is my mother. So that's another instance in which I just swam into it. It was like a tailor-made dress that was made for me. The mother that also works very hard, that is very stern, that has standards in her house, that the fact that she is poor and they may not have an automobile, that they may not have a nice house, that they may live in the outskirts of the city, cannot under any circumstances be used to try to put them down or to be disrespectful to them. And this is what she did to the character played by Pacino. The thing of honor, the stern. She's the only one that defied him and told him, get the hell out of here, that didn't wind up with her head cut off. I love characters like that, and I think I can play them very well. But that's also because I have such sympathy for those women.
Do you have a favorite scene from Scarface that you're in?
The scene with Pacino, where I am watching him coming to introduce himself into our life again. And I know that he's pushing drugs. And I know that we may be poor, but we are not in the drug world. And I know that those suits cannot be bought from working in a factory or something like that. So I instinctively know. But what is worse is he's insinuating himself into my kitchen, into my house, into the relationship with my daughter, which is all I have left, is very dangerous. And that's why I throw him out. And everything I said would happen. He destroyed her.
Okay, this is Miriam Cologne in a scene from Scarface with Al Pacino.
You know, all we hear about in the papers is animals like you and the killings. It's Cubans like you who are giving a bad name to our people. People who come here and work hard and make a good name for themselves.
People who send their children to school.
Mama, pay please, their taxes. What are you saying? That's your son.
Son! I wish I had one. He's a bum.
No.
He was a bum then, and he's a bum now. Who do you think you are? We haven't heard a word from you in 5 years. 5 años. You suddenly show up here and throw some money around and think you can get my respect. You think you can buy me with jewelry?
Come on, Mama, no.
You think you can come into my house with your hotshot clothes and your jail manners and make fun of us?
Mama, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's not the way I am, Antonio! That is not the way I raised Gina to be! You are not going to destroy her. I don't need your money. Gracias. I work for my living.
It's Miriam Colon in a scene from Scarface. Do people recognize you a lot from that role? Scarface has it's such a cult film now. I mean, it has such a following.
Oh, yes. You know what? Youngsters. Mm-hmm. I've had the weirdest, all true episodes in the subway platform.
Yeah.
It's happened not twice, not four times, at least a half a dozen times. They're staring, and I say, oh my God, they're coming in my direction. What are they here for? Are they going to push me off the platform or something? Or they're going to take my ring or something? And then it turns out that they come close and they say, Mama Montana? You say, sí, my mom. And he says, yeah. And they have done the scene for me, saying my lines and his lines. They have memorized the entire scene. But I've seen kids that I know they don't have any money, and they've told me, "Oh, I own that film."
Miriam Colon, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Miriam Colon stars in the new movie, The Blue Diner. It premieres tonight on many public TV stations.